Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Wow. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. It's open forum, so if you want to call and ask your question about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884 is that number. But you got to know we're not going to be giving out that number very much during the hour because I don't want to confuse people during our pledge drive. So I'll say it one more time now. Maybe grab your pencil if you've got a question about the Catholic faith, 888-318-7884. But that's not the only reason I said, wow, we had a $15,000 match last hour and we met it.
Awesome.
And that is Tim Staples. Trent Horn has left the building. Well, no, I think he's gone to his office to answer phones. But hello, Tim.
Hello, Cy Kellett.
I am fired up. Amen, that was that's such an exciting thing to start with first hour like that.
Amen. We got to keep it going, though.
But are you aware that we have another match this hour?
And what is it for?
$15,000.
$15,000. Another.
Yeah. And if we make this is what I was explaining to folks the first hour was it's arranged so that if we can make these matches, we'll be fine. We'll have raised, you know, we'll do okay. Right, right. So we just hour by hour got to plow away at it.
Got to make it.
And make those matches.
Can I make one request at the start?
Oh, yes, I know.
That you don't cause a heart attack on Tim Staples here. Let's get on the lines right now from the start, folks. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Folks, we really need to hear from you. It really is a great start. But right. We have got to keep this thing going because, folks, Cy has said it and will say it again. This is really important to our radio apostolate as well as the overall apostate here right. At Catholic Answers. This is a large percentage. This keeps us going, folks. And it also determines what we're going to be able to do in the future. So, folks, if you have been blessed by Catholic Answers, if we have helped you, we're asking you now to help us. And remember this, my friends. We're starting at a deficit right now. We have an attrition rate here at Catholic Answers. We have folks that drop off. We have donors that drop off at a relatively a steady percentage, but there is an attrition rate. You know, people die. People move away, and they don't have towers anymore, and they don't hear our broadcast. We lose radio stations, which we recently lost a whole bunch of radio stations. All these things contribute to our attrition rate. So we've really got to catch up right here on this first day and then start making headway. So folks, we need you right here from the start to get on the phone lines right now. Like I said, if you've been blessed, it's time for you to help us out. We need you. Give us a call at 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let's do it. We got to make this 15.
888-291-8000, the number, or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're not going to spend the whole hour asking you for money, however. Amen. We're going to do our regular job, and we'll go now to Ted in Tennessee, watching on Facebook Live. But as we go to Ted in Tennessee, let me just tell you right now, almost every line open. We really could use your help to fill those up. If your pledge is a dollar, it's going to be matched. It's going to become $2. If it's $5, it's going to become $10. Say it's $100, it's going to become $200, and we've got 15,000 of that to use up. 888-291-8000. Ted, thanks for waiting for me to make that pitch. Your question to Tim.
Hi, Tim. Let me go ahead and just reaffirm that pitch. That's 888-291-8000. Go ahead and call in now.
Thanks, Ted. Wait, Ted.
You're hired.
What was that number, Ted?
That's 888-291-8000. Call now. They really need your support.
All right. Well, you get a free question then. This is a free one. You don't have to pay for this.
All right, here we go. So my question is about someone who I know right now who's going through some things with the church with as far as an annulment's concerned. And I was just curious, why might the motion for an annulment be overturned by the church? And right. Is it possible to revisit a case to get a denied annulment overturned?
Yeah. Ted, great questions. Yes, I'll answer the second first. Yes, you can appeal. Every Catholic has a right to appeal a juridical decision to the highest court, which would be, of course, at the Vatican itself. So yes to that. But the reason why an annulment can be denied, remember when you have two baptized Catholics who attempted marriage and did it according to the book, right, in a Catholic church or got proper dispensations and such, the church presumes that is a valid sacrament. In fact, even if you have two Protestants who were married before they were Catholic and they come into the church presumes that. If they were validly baptized and, you know, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit with water and the church presumes that is a valid sacramental union. So the tribunal has to investigate to see if there were impediments. Was there something that kept that initial sacrament from being confected? That's what they're looking at. Was there a serious level of immaturity on either one's part? Were there, you know, and there are various contributors to what could invalidate that sacrament. So that's it. What it's not really overturning anything, because the church approaches this with the presumption of a sacramental union. It's looking to make sure that original contraction of the sacrament, and remember the couple confects the sacrament by their, you know, mutual submission to each other in the presence of bishop, priest, or deacon. So there, that's the key, looking to make sure that there was a valid confection, that sacrament actually occurred. Because if it did, there's no power on this earth that can separate that couple.
Thank you very, very much. Thanks for the pitch, first of all. We really appreciate that, Ted. And thank you for the call. 888-291-8000 is the number for our pledge drive. Everybody who's answering the phone works here at Catholic Answers. They've all suspended what they are doing, their usual task is, whether they work in the IT department or they are an apologist or they're the president of Catholic Answers. They're in picking up phones right now. I can see Phil, our chief financial officer. His line is open right now. Call Phil and give him some money. He's the financial guy. He needs it. 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 match. We're not close to using it, but we don't expect to be close yet. We've got time. We've got the hour.
I do.
Okay, Tim wants it done.
I want it done now.
All right, sorry. Yeah, we need it desperately. 888-291-8000. It is about half the lines are open still, so it would be nice to get those lines filled up. A pledge in any amount makes a huge difference to us. But let me ask you right now, if you could be one of those people who can make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. Those recurring pledges mean so much as far as planning goes. And every dollar that you pledge, say you pledged $20, at the end of the year, that would be $240, 20 divided over the 12 months or multiplied by the 12 months, $240. But our donor says you're good for it and is going to give us that $240 today. So we're matched for the whole year. All you got to do is call 888-291-8000. But let me entice you a little bit more. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, we want to send you the new book from Father Donald Calloway. And so many, he just checked in with us on Facebook and said hello while we were giving the book away. A wonderful spiritual teacher, Father Donald Calloway, and his book is Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. We'll give it to you. It's been given to us by the publisher. We'll give it to you if you can make that $18 a month pledge at 888-291-8000. But that's not all. We're also going to send you, because Ignatius Press has made it available to us, the English language version of the new book from Pope Benedict and Cardinal Sarah. The book is called From the Depths of Our Hearts. So maybe we can fill up those remaining phone lines, of which it looks like there's about 8 or 10 lines open right now, with folks who can make that recurring pledge, $18 a month, $20 a month, $25, maybe $30. If you can do that, we'll be able to send you those two books, and it'll make a huge difference to us using up this match. 888-291-8000.
You know, just the other day, Cy, you know this, I sent an email around the office. I like to do that from time to time.
Yeah.
Young woman was listening to this broadcast, a Protestant. She got hooked. She calls in. She writes in, goes to the apologist line, starts interacting back and forth. One of the apologists sent a question to me because it was kind of a tough question. So I got involved, and then it was back and forth for a few months, actually. And then she just announced to us she is about to become Catholic. Folks, that's what we see here at this office virtually every day.
Yeah.
And one more, just this past weekend, I went to Katy, Texas, spoke at St. Bartholomew Catholic Church there, did a fundraiser for the great Regina Chaley Academy, great 24 schools now all over the United States and one in England. But Cy, man comes up to me, Tim, tears in his eyes. I had to thank you, man. It's because of you and you guys at Catholic Answers, I am Catholic. And such emotion. Every single time, Cy, you've heard me say this, but it is a fact. I never go out. I don't care if I go out and speak to 100 people or 10,000 people.
Yeah,
I hear it every single time. And folks, this radio show is the principal reason. It's the principal hook. We have other ways of reaching people.
Yeah.
But none exceed this right here. And folks, we need you now. More than ever, folks, to keep us strong and keep us going. Because you know what? I wish I could jump through the TV here and through the radio and the airwaves to really accentuate
this
point.
That's a scary thought. People are driving right now.
That is a scary thought.
They're crying out loud. Imagine that.
To get this into folks' heads. We don't stay here unless you guys pick up that phone.
No, that's the truth.
That is a fact, folks. And so we really need you right now because we are, I know I'm Mr. Nervous here. I always am. But I don't like this because we're getting behind here.
Yeah.
We need you to get on the phone lines now, folks. If you've been blessed by Catholic Answers, please, the number is 888-291-8000. And remember this. There are folks out there that listen to this broadcast. They would love to support us, but they simply cannot. They can't afford it. We have folks tell us that. I've had people tell me that in person. I wish I could, but I can't. So you got to give for them as well. You've got folks who would love to give. And yet, I know, Cy, we've got folks watching. We got folks listening right now who would have no problem writing a $1,000 check, a $2,000, maybe a $5,000 check.
Think Man, about that makes it. A difference I when want, that happens.
Yeah,
too.
I want you to think about it for about 30 seconds and then pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, that's 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, we've got those two great books for you. If you can make that recurring donation of $18 a month or more, Consecration to St. Joseph, and then the book from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah that's been getting so much attention, From the Depths of Our Hearts. We'd love to be able to send those to you. 888-291-8000. Let's go to Mike in Florida listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. That's Channel 130. EWTN on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Mike, your question for Tim Staples. Oh, Mike, really?
Mike,
why are you going to do that to me? All right, I'm going to come back to you, Mike. Let's go to Luke in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on Facebook Live. You there with us, Luke?
I am. Hi, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind, brother?
So I actually have a friend who is in the process of converting to Catholicism. She's going to be confirmed this Easter Vigil. And I have been I've been talking with her for about 8 months now about the Catholic Church, trying to get her more knowledgeable about it, as well as helping myself out with Catholic Answers. Thank you, by the way. And like one of the hard to kind of explain about the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Are some of the Marian dogmas. So I was wondering if you could give me some more evidence outside of just biblical evidence.
Okay.
Maybe like the implementation of some of these dogmas, like the Assumption and the Immaculate Conception.
Right.
Kind of the origin, like when that discussion started in the church.
No, sure. Tim is not qualified to talk about those things. I'm sorry. I won't be able to do it.
And Luke, I don't know if you've read my book, but I do recommend Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Defense of the Marian Doctrines. I go through this in great detail. But what's interesting about the Immaculate Conception and the Assumption is somewhat different than most of the dogmas historically. These were the actual definitions were the result of bishops all around the world petitioning the Holy Father and asking him to define these things. Whereas, you know, if you look at some of the early Christological controversies, it was massive heresies that were tearing the church apart or threatening to tear the church apart. But this again was really out of the heart of the church, and a maturation of love and devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary among the body of Christ. That's kind of the source. However, Luke, I would argue that each one of these definitions, and you'll find this true to form to all the definitions throughout the history of the church, served as a boon for life. An explosion of grace in the church. In fact, I argue the Immaculate Conception in particular was kind of a precursor. It was almost like our Lord inserting and our Lady inserting herself and our Lord himself into the question of the dignity of the human person, which would become front and center. And in fact, the rejection of the dignity of the human person would result in untold, you know, hundreds of millions of deaths through two world wars and the Cold War and so forth. The Immaculate Conception in particular was a shout from heaven concerning the absolute and immeasurable dignity of the human person, that God chose this 14-year-old little girl, 14 or 15-year-old little girl, and her yes to be, I mean, basically, you know, there's a great depiction of St. Bernard of Clairvaux in a famous homily called In Praise of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the 12th century, when he basically says in that great scene in Luke chapter 1, verses 37 and 38, all the angels of God and the patriarchs and are in heaven when the angel Gabriel, you know, comes down and announces to Mary she's being called to be the mother of God. He asks basically her the ultimate question, and then awaits her response. And St. Bernard says, all of heaven awaited her response. And when she said, let it be, the Beatles got it right, man. When she said, let it be, not only was the Word made flesh and all of our salvation possible, but that represented a transformation of the entire universe because of the response of a 14 or 15-year-old little girl. And that is a shout from heaven concerning the dignity of the human person, because it's our yeses as well that determine whether God's going to make a difference in the Staples household, in the Kellett household, in your household, my friend, the Immaculate Conception. And the assumption, you could say, is a shout from heaven concerning our ultimate destiny and dignity as well, because we are called to be where the Blessed Virgin Mary is now, glorified bodily in heaven to an extent and degree that is truly beyond anything we could ever imagine. As 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. It is a shout out against the absurdity of total depravity of the Reformation, a very low view of human nature, which ultimately redounds to a low view of the creator of human nature as well. And we could do a whole lot more on that. But that's a little something for you, Luke. Check out the book as well. And you know what, Cy? This is one of the most important things. And this is a reason why, folks, you need to pick up the phone now. We have way too many open lines at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I'll never forget Father Brandon, my spiritual director, who I often talk about on this broadcast, saying that one of the things that has been lost to the modern world is what it means to be a good man, the dignity of the human person. This is one of the most important messages the church has for the modern world. And of course, you cannot understand your own dignity apart from a relationship with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because ultimately it's Jesus Christ who came to reveal not only God to man, but to reveal man to man, what it means to be a good man. And the Blessed Virgin Mary personifies that grace given by Jesus Christ perfectly and completely. And so we see in her that grace perfected outside of the persons of the Blessed Trinity in a real human person. Let me tell you, folks, our generation, people today, need Jesus. We have people wandering around here in California and all across this country who don't know who they are as a human being anymore. We don't even know what bathroom to go to anymore. We, you know, when Harry became Sally and all, I mean, we have a desperate situation to where people need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ like never before. We are here at Catholic Answers to present that. Catholic Answers, the fullness of the gospel that we alone possess as Catholics. Nobody else has it but us, and that's a fact, and everybody needs it. But folks, we really do need you right now because we are falling behind on this $15,000 challenge. We need you to pick up the phone right now. Come on. I gave you 30 seconds at the last break. All right, that's over, so it's time. Let's pick up the phone now at 888-291-8000. Folks, we really need to hear from you.
If you hear a little urgency there in Tim's voice, it's because we are moving slowly right now on making that match. Quite a bit fewer than half the lines occupied right now. But as a matter of fact, it looks like about two-thirds of our lines open. That means a lot of employees of Catholic Answers waiting for your call.
Yes.
And a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is that number. Some folks have called. Steve called. And he said, he's in Ohio. He challenges all Catholic dentists to donate. I'm talking to you, Michael Chong. thanks, Steve, very much. Cindy says she's donating for her nephew, who is an atheist. Today is his birthday, and she's praying for his conversion. Cindy, we will pray for your nephew as well. It's one of the most common refrains we hear. Sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, grandkids having left the faith. They do need our prayers, but they also need answers, and that's what we're here to give. Cindy, thank you for that. David says, you're the reason we're now in RCIA. Thank you for all the great work. RCIA, meaning he's entering the Catholic Church this year.
You know
what,
Cy? I'm so proud of our team here at Catholic Answers because one of the things we do here that doesn't get a lot of airtime, we person to person. You know,
I know that. I don't know if people know that we do that.
We have Michelle Arnold and Peggy Fry that are on the phones, and we do it. All of us do it from time to time, but they do it all the time. And it's the personal contact. We have testimony after testimony of people who walk into this building and can sit down with an apologist, and maybe they've been hooked by the radio or a seminar we've done or the television show. But a lot of times that the bow is tied by person-to-person contact. Nobody else does that like we do at Catholic Answers. But folks, you, by picking up the phone right now, and thank you, those of you that are calling right now, we still have four open lines at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Each and every soul that has been transformed through our team here and God's grace working through our team here is only able to do it because you pick up that phone. 888-291-8000.
Let's use up all that match. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go, Mike from Florida, I'm giving you a warning. I'm going to come to you in just a quick second. I just want to read one more note from a donor. We get these notes handed to us, and it's very nice. Margaret from Ontario, Canada says, your great team helps me answer questions posed by my high school religion classes. Thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome, Margaret. It's wonderful because it's a Hindu school too. No, I'm just kidding. It's a Catholic school. I'm just that. Okay, we'll try it now, Mike. You weren't there before, but I know you're going to be there now. Mike in Florida, you got a question for Tim?
Yes.
I do, guys. How you doing tonight? You doing well?
I'm doing great.
It's this Mike from Florida. Hi, Mike from Florida. Yes. What's your question?
All right, Tim, ready for this one? This is
yes.
It.
All right.
Someone comes back to the Catholic Church, right? They left. I'll use me for instance. Left for 6 years, came back, went to confession.
Yes.
Gave a good confession, right?
Yes.
And then started receiving the Eucharist. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit's convicting me of these things that I never admitted in confession.
Right, right.
That are, you know, they're not good.
Right.
And now I wrote them all down on a piece of paper. And I didn't get the Eucharist today because I was like, I need to see the priest before I go back.
Right, right.
Does a person have to wait to go back, or you know, that's my thing. Is it?
Yes.
Like I'm just a little.
Yes, Mike. You know. Great question. And please hear me. And I wish he would call every time I'm on. I just like hearing that accent.
I just want to hear that accent, man.
That Brooklyn accent. You know what I mean?
Mike.
Well, here's the
Florida.
Key.
Florida.
My friend, when you came back to the church, and anyone listening, when you go to confession and you make, as you said, Mike, a good confession, you confess all mortal sins, number and kind, that you remember, all of your mortal sins are forgiven. Even the ones that you forgot, they are forgiven. However, if you later remember, then that becomes matter for confession. You need to confess it. However, you do not have to stay away from the Eucharist because that sin is already forgiven. But Holy Mother Church wants you healed. Jesus wants you healed. And so remember, even when you're forgiven of sins, there's still the residual effects of sin, punishment due for sin. You need to confess those sins, any mortal sin that you remember, at your next confession. Now, if you don't do that, that would be another sin. And that, in fact, would be grave matter. But of course, Mike, I know you're going to go to confession. Does that help, brother?
We got to go. I'm sorry. I can't.
Yes, we got a hard break.
Yeah, we got a hard break because I got 10 seconds. 888-291-8000. Thanks, Mike. 888-291-8000. Help us use up every dollar of that $15,000 dollar for dollar match.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we do not have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four radio stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Are your friends or family discouraging you from becoming Catholic?
We can help on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm saying that that way because I'm kind of calculating in my head. We are not, we have not used up the match, but we still have a half of this hour to go. But we got a little ways to go, but I'm feeling confident. Tim is feeling as confident as he usually feels, which is like zero confidence. So please stop making Tim Staples suffer. We got a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. We're still taking calls. We got lots of folks on the phone. If you're on the line, don't go anywhere. We're going to get to your call. We do have to let you know when lines are open. It's not that bad right now. There's only four lines open right now.
That's
Tim.
Way
gonna,
too many.
You're going to be okay. There's
those people,
four lines open.
Those people are being paid. They should be working.
They should be working. Okay, I see. I see your motivation now. Tim is now supervising the audience. But every dollar that you pledge this hour will be matched up to that $15,000 match. Yes. Real quick, before I go to the lines, I do want to say that all of this matching money is given to us by donors who I'm assuming have a great deal of money. I don't know if they don't. They're incredibly generous people. And if you would like to give matching money, if you have $5,000 or $10,000 or in the case of this hour, $15,000, you just call the same number and you ask for the boss. Ask for, you can ask for Phil or Chris. Either one of them can help you. Phil is the chief financial officer. Chris is the CEO. Just ask for Phil or Chris. Someone will get you there. And because we do always need more matching money as we move through these. So 888-291-8000 is that number. Ask for Chris or Phil, and they'll help you out with that. Also, sometimes people ask about this. If you would like to transfer stock, Phil knows how to do that. I don't know how that's done. It seems like magic to me, but Phil knows how to do it. Just call up, ask for Phil, and they'll arrange for a transfer of stocks or bonds, or I don't know, perhaps you own... What else do people own? Stocks, bonds? Maybe you have a hoard of gold like Scrooge McDuck and you'd like to back up your McDuck fortune to the building and dump it out. They'll help you out. 888-291-8000 is the number. And it's $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match.
Can I remind folks of something? This blew me away years ago when we first discovered or whoever, one of our development people told us, that we have about 13 supporters per now. Hey, it's up to 14. Did we go up one?
We did. It's true.
We did.
Yeah, like in the last 6 months, we went up to 14. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I said 13 out of memory, and then I looked down and hey, it's 14.
Yeah,
folks, that's enormous right there. Actually,
percentage wise, that's a huge change.
It really is, folks. For years, I've said it so many times. We have 13 people per. Station, right?
Or right, per tower.
Tower that supports us. If we could get it up to 14, 15, and we've moved up to 14, that's incredible. Folks, if we can move it up another notch here, just to 15, 16, that changes everything here at Catholic Answers. Let's get it up to 18 or 20. Folks, there are hundreds and hundreds listening on each tower, probably thousands.
Well, many of the towers, the bigger places.
Thousands of thousands on the bigger ones, and yet we only have 14 per tower. And I'm happy with that we went up
from 13 to 14. We don't want to go up to 10,000. Let's get to 15. Let's just get it to 15
folks,
people per tower.
Seriously, that is a tell to you folks out there. A tell? I don't even know what that means. But what I'm saying, we're playing poker here.
Yes.
Anyway.
This is your tell.
That's right. This, my friends, should be the evidence for you to not give in to the lie of the devil that says your call doesn't matter. This is one of the biggest lies the devil will say to you. My call doesn't matter. My $25 a month or $10 a month or my one-time gift of $10, $20. That is a lie. What we need, my friends, is one more up from 14 to 15, or if we get to 18 or 20, Si, that changes everything here. We're able to do a lot of the things that we want to do right now, but we can't because of lack of funds. So don't listen to the devil. You pick up the phone right now because your call is crucial for us at Catholic Answers. So the number is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let's increase the number at your tower, your station, now.
888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next, Tommy in Alabama listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Tommy, your question for Tim.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I probably should have called last night, but I was just wondering, I'm not in a faith crisis. Now, I do go to a Protestant church.
Yes.
I'm not in a faith crisis. It's more of a denomination crisis.
Yes.
I've been to many different denominations. So how do you know which one is the true church? Because some of the denominations I've been to say they are the true church.
Yes.
And they can, one can even trace, they say, back before the Catholic Church. So, and also, is there any, could you suggest any book?
First of all,
that I might read.
Yes, I would recommend Why We're Catholic by our own Trent Horn right here at Catholic Answers. It's a great little book. It's an easy read, but it's packed with excellent information, including answering this question. Tommy, there is no church that can trace its roots before the Catholic Church. That is simply false. It is an historical fact. The reason why I know, and you're talking to an old AG boy here, I was an Assembly of God youth pastor before I looked into, and I had kind of a denominational crisis too, my brother, and that's what led me to the Catholic faith. I discovered what is an historical fact. There are four marks of the church that you find, and this is in Scripture. The true church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Okay, for lack of time here, we'll just do the one. And of course, Jesus, as you know, Tommy, you know your Bible. Jesus prophesied in John 10:16. He said, there shall be one fold and there shall be one shepherd. That is a prophecy, my friend. And when was that prophecy fulfilled? Well, he says, one Lord, or one fold, one shepherd. Go to John 20, again, that's John 10:16. Go to John 21:15-17, after the resurrection, who does he go to but Peter? And he says, Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And Peter says, well, I hope so. Well, I hope so. You know, I want to love you, Jesus, right? And Jesus says, feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep, feed my sheep. And right there, Jesus gives the entire flock. How many of the sheep did Jesus give to Peter? All of them. And that's in fulfillment of that prophecy. Of course, Jesus is our one shepherd, but the one shepherd Jesus makes Peter the one shepherd, the same guy to whom he promised the keys of the kingdom in Matthew 16:18, the same guy who would preside at the First Council of Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15. And as an historical fact, Tommy, we have the successors of Peter historically documented all the way down to our age. And in fact, you find in the early church from great men like St. Irenaeus in the 2nd century to St. Augustine in the 4th and early 5th centuries. And on down the list, you'll see that when they're arguing and defending the faith, they list the bishops of Rome back to Peter and say this, and I'll quote St. Irenaeus in 177 AD. He says, this is the standard by which the ecclesiastical tradition and the preaching of the truth has come down unto us. In fact, you don't have a Bible. You don't have a New Testament without this church. You don't know of the Trinity, the hypostatic union, all the essential teachings of our Christian faith come through this one holy Catholic and apostolic church. That is the Catholic faith. So, Tommy, check out Why We're Catholic by Trent Horn, and you will get a boatload. And also, go to Catholic.com. We have tens of thousands of pages of free information for you, Tommy, and we're always here for you as well. So don't hesitate to call us. And folks, I got to say, this is the reason why each and every one of you listening right now needs to get on the phone. Because men like Tommy, honestly, seeking God and seeking the truth. How do I know which church? You have thousands of denominations now. Well, Tommy and all of you, each one of those denominations was started by a man. You can go back and find where the split happened and who started it, from Luther, Calvin, to Knox, to you name it, including the Orthodox that split with us in 1054. The bottom line is, it is an historical fact that Jesus really did live, really did die, is resurrected from the dead, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in paragraph 643. And it is an historical fact that he established the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And we can historically verify that. Folks, that's why you need to get on the phone right now at 888-291-8000. Because nobody else has this message except the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, but everybody needs to hear it. And we cannot proclaim it If you look at this, we got way too many open lines right now. We need you guys to call. Catholics, come on now. Tommy and so many more need to hear the simple truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and that he established his church. So you pick up the phone right now. It's 888-291-8000. I want that. There's somebody out there. They got $2,000 that's just sitting, and it's begging to be sent right now. The dollars are yelling at you from the bank account saying, send me to Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Hey, if you're talking with Tommy, if you get a chance to talk with Tommy, I was going to say, I know you're busy with phone lines because of pledge drive today, Marie. Oh, I was going to just say, Tommy can... just send me an email at radio@catholic.com. Just say it's Tommy from Alabama, and we'll send you that book.
Why We're Catholic.
Yeah, I just can't tie Marie up with it today because of all that's going on. But Tommy in Alabama, just send me an email. Just address it to Cy. Say it's from Tommy in Alabama, and we'll send you Why We're Catholic. The email address is radio@catholic.com. And anybody else that wants to get in touch with us, you can use that email too, radio@catholic.com. But don't lie and say that you're Tommy from Alabama. That would be mean. That would be a mean thing to do. 888-291-8000 is the number to help us as we are approaching the top of the hour here. We want to finish strong. I'll tell you what, I haven't talked about the overall goal, but for our overall goal, that we want to meet in 3 days, we have passed 20% of the way there. So,
oh my goodness.
What we'd like to do is pass 33% for the day, but we're past 20%, and that's good. I mean,
no, you're making me nervous.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Folks, pick up the phones. 888-291-8000. See, you think that's comforting. That is not comforting to me. That tells me we have a long way to go. We need
just
you
80%. We just have to do 80% more, and then we're there. Relax, Sim Staples. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. If you are not in a place where the phone is convenient, like, I don't know, say you're in Australia, it's not convenient to call because do they have phones in Australia? No, I know they do, but you could just go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Online, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Maybe you're one of our listeners in Italy. We got some listeners in Rome. We
yes,
know we do.
Yes, we do.
I'm talking to you, Pope Francis. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Catholic Answers. If you're listening in the UK, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Yes. Wherever you are around the world, maybe you're, you know what? We got a couple of folks who call in or every now and then from Shanghai. We got some in Singapore, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Yeah. If it's convenient for you, we've got to pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. We've got six lines open for you right now.
So 888-291-8000. Can I toss an idea out here?
Yep.
You know, the Bible tells us, as well as our Catholic Church teaches us, that every person on this planet has a right to hear the gospel, right?
Yeah.
They have a right to hear the gospel. We have been so blessed to receive the fullness of the gospel as Catholics. We have an obligation then to share the gospel. It's a matter of justice. It is a corporal work. Remember this, Cy. It's a corporal work of mercy, or a spiritual work of mercy, I should say, to proclaim the gospel, to be sure. It's a spiritual work of mercy because from the perspective of God, you know, we're not owed anything. I'm not owed my next breath. So it's an act of mercy to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to anyone from God's perspective and as messengers of God, for God, by virtue of the sacraments of initiation that we've received, that is an act of mercy. But on a horizontal level, Cy, it's an act of justice, because on a human level, we owe it to them. And so, folks, yes, I'm heaping as much Catholic guilt as I can on you.
That it's good for you.
You have an opportunity to just open up your checkbook and write a check, and by doing so, you participate. Look, not all of us can go all around the world and proclaim the gospel, because not everybody is gifted or has been called to do that. But my friends, when you support, this is not just cliche, right? When you support Catholic Answers, you really do participate in all the labors of all the apologists and everybody here that is, in fact, presenting the gospel. And so, folks, I urge you now to pick up that phone, because we have got to, we're not there. And we need to get there. We need you to call 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. 800-800-000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, how long do they have to give to win?
So if you go online, that'll be open until Sunday. So you can go anytime, day or night, between now and Sunday to give online. Maybe they'll open after that. I'll have to check. But I know it goes at least till Sunday. The phone lines, people will stay here while the phones are ringing, but the phones shut down, I think, at 10 minutes past the hour. Nick's going, I don't know, but you think so.
Marie said yes.
Oh, Marie says yes. So you got 25 minutes.
25 minutes, folks.
To make that call. 888.
1-2-3-4-5-6-7. We've got 8 open lines right now, folks. We're coming down to the wire. We really need you to help us out, folks. It is such a joy to work here at Catholic Answers and to be able to daily read testimonies of people whose lives are changed, to be able to debate with folks in charity and with respect, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a blessing. Folks, please allow us to keep doing it by giving us a call right now. We are running out of time. We still haven't made it, so yeah. We need you at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Haley in Indiana, listening on 95.7 FM. You are up next. Thanks for waiting, Haley. Your question for Tim.
So I am engaged to a man who's Catholic.
Congratulations.
I'm at the Easter Vigil. Thank you. I'm hoping at the Easter Vigil to become Catholic myself. So we're in like the RCIA classes and stuff, but I had a question. So my fiance had his throat blessed.
Yes.
On Sunday at Mass for like, I think it's St. Blaise.
Yeah, St. Yes. Blaise.
And he was like super excited about it. And I was like, I didn't go up there because I was like, I don't know why you would do that. And like, why you can't get like your whole body blessed and
right.
like, do it at one time.
Right.
So well, I just was yes. kind of confused.
Oh, it's a great question, Haley. Remember, in the body of Christ, now St. Blaise was famous in his lifetime for a miraculous cure involving the throat. So that's a particular gift that he had. And we believe as Catholics that the gifts that we have don't die when we die, but they go on into eternity. This is why you've probably heard of things like patron saints of this or that. You know, when particular saints showed extraordinary gifts in certain areas, that continues. These are gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't die, as I said, with us. So with St. Blaise, the focus at this time, because now it's flu season, this is why it's in early February that we have the blessing of throats, we focus there. But if you notice in the prayer that the priest says, or the minister who is you know, has the crossed candles there, he prays for the healing of the throat, that is, but also every other disease, right? So it begins here. This was the gift of St. Blaise, and at this time of year, we focus, because of the season that it is, on ailments of the throat, but then it extends beyond that to every other ailment. So we're praying for protection from all ailments whatsoever. And Haley, we have blessings in the Catholic faith for everything you can imagine, the Book of Blessings. So it is glorious. And when we invoke the saints, you're invoking the most gifted men and women that have ever walked the planet. And God loves to use different members of the body to heal one another, right? As we see in 1 Corinthians 12:21, can the eye say to the hand, I have no need of thee? Can the head say to the foot, I have no need of thee? Of course not, because God has made us a body and we need each other. And what a nice segue, and thank you for your call, Haley, but what a nice segue into, we need you guys right now, because we have almost all the lines full. We've not made it. We've not made our $15,000, at least I haven't had a message here, so I'm getting nervous. Folks, we need you to call. We need to be here to be able to answer Haley and Andrew and Javier and Nicholas. I hope we can get to you guys as well. But folks, we need your help so we can bring the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ to every soul we can. Please, we need you now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are running out of time.
One thing I'd say to Haley, too, is growing up as a Catholic, it's fun when you're a kid that you have all these different things. Like you get your throat blessed, yeah. You know, one season, and another season
pets.
It's something else. Yeah.
You get your pets blessed
in September.
Your candles blessed.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I know that's not the main thing, but there's a kind of sweetness to Catholic life as a child with all these wonderful different ways of being blessed. Thanks again, Haley. Let's go to Javier in Massachusetts. You are up next. Your question for Tim.
Oh, hello?
Yes, welcome. And what is your question?
Are you ready for my question?
Yes, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, great. So I like to have as much information as possible. I'm trying to get my family to become Catholic. But anyway, I was hearing an argument against the papacy where they said that the other apostles sent Peter to preach somewhere like Samaria, and I think it was in Acts. Mm-hmm. And I heard they sent Peter and somebody else, so he just was under the authority of the whole of the apostles. He wasn't really in any kind of leadership, because look, there's an example where they sent him off to preach and, you know, he received the mandate. He wasn't giving the mandate. So see, that goes against the papacy. What would you say?
Sure. And we would say not at all. In fact, the church sends the Pope all around the world. Every time you see the Pope go to any other country, he is being sent by the church. Because one is being sent doesn't mean he's not the Pope. It simply means that the Pope is part of, he's not the church. He is part of the body of Christ. He is the visible head. But he, just as we've been talking about on this broadcast, we need everybody to call right now. We need each other. The Pope needs the church as well. He's not an automaton. Okay. But what you want to do, though, is to push back on that and say, okay, yes, he was sent, just as our popes are today. But what do you do with the keys of the kingdom in Matthew 16? What do you do with the fact that in Luke 22, verses 29 through 32, Jesus picks Simon out specifically to head the other 12 apostles and to, you know, strengthen them and so forth? What do you do with John 21, 15 through 17? He's called to be the shepherd over all of the sheep, the entire church. What do you do with the fact that the first 15 chapters of the book of Acts focuses on Peter, even though the author, St. Luke, was a companion of Paul? He didn't hang out with Peter, and yet over half of his letter focuses on St. Peter. Peter is clearly at the helm from Pentecost all the way to the First Council of Jerusalem in Acts 15. So we have a lot of good information for you. If you go to Catholic.com and just type in papacy, you are going to get a boatload of information like this and so much more.
Can I tell you something that bothers me about that question too?
What's that?
But that the person, Jesus was sent.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you don't have authority if you were sent.
Amen. He happens to be God, but he was sent by the Father. Yes, amen.
Yeah, being sent doesn't mean you're... All right. Well, thanks for the call. I'm looking at two lines right now. Three are red. That means that three calls are coming into the building right now. The rest of the lines, people are just waiting for you.
Folks, we need you to call.
888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. This is the time I would like to encourage again those of you who have maybe listened to Catholic Answers for a long time. Maybe it has meant something to you in your life, or you know someone to whom it has meant something. I can give you the testimony right now that every single day we hear from somebody somewhere about the difference it made in their life, more than once a day. I mean, at the end of the year, it's got to be thousands of people that we hear from, whether in person or via a call or an email or Tim told you about a beautiful email that we got earlier. You're making a difference when you support what we do, but maybe you're that person who has not supported Catholic Answers before. So here, as we head to the top of the hour, the end of the hour, I'd ask you to fill up those phone lines. And it doesn't need to be a lot. Everything's getting matched, so maybe you can make a $5 gift. Maybe you can make a $2 gift. Maybe a $10 gift.
That's doubled. That is doubled, folks. I mean, what a deal. Every dollar you give is going to be matched. And my friends, we need to make this match. We're really coming down to the last. We've got about 16 minutes left to make this match. So we really need your help. Folks, if we've helped you, if the Holy Spirit has helped you through this broadcast, maybe you've thought about it. You've listened to other drives and said, now's the time, folks. We're running out of time. 888-291-8000. And also think about this, folks. You may already be a donor, a monthly donor. Think about this. How about upping your monthly pledge? Maybe you're given $25 a month. Can you make it 50? And think about it. That's going to be doubled. If you call right now, 888-291-8000. Come on. There's some of you out there. You're given that $20 a month, $25 a month. Let's just up it, okay? I see some folks are calling, but we've got a whole lot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We've got 6 open lines right now. We need your call. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I mentioned Singapore. Somebody from Singapore just checked in with us on Facebook. She teaches RCIA there. But classes are canceled because of they're worried about coronavirus over there. So we'll keep you in our prayers. But thanks for listening from Singapore, from all around the world. And thank you to everyone who makes that possible. The phone lines will be open now for about 15 more minutes. So if you don't get through right away, well, you're going to get through right away now because there's lines open. But if in a few minutes you don't get through right away, hang on. Someone will stay and take your call. 888-291-8000. Or please go safe and secure online overnight, during the day, anytime at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by a few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.